Art is undoubtedly a liberating experience because it challenges us, moves us, and poses questions that go beyond the limits of our imagination, inspiring us to invent other political, social, and effective ways of existing. Rinzen is the piece by Antoni Tàpies that welcomes the public to the museum and accompanies them during a large part of their visit. One of the most outstanding elements of this installation is a gigantic metal hospital bed that is suspended in fragile balance, fixed to the wall in a vertical position. Rinzen means sudden awakening in Japanese, and the piece invites us to contemplate and reflect on the dramas derived from the conflicts of our time. One of the reference points for the creation of Rinzen were the Yugoslav wars, but its intention, of course, can be extrapolated to other moments, experiences, and places. Let's also remember that neither works of art nor museums are autonomous entities. They are part of a specific social context. When it comes to activating the senses, the conditions of production and the public's reception are as important as the creative processes themselves. Institutional critique plays a prominent role within Magba's line of work, as does the reflection on Barcelona's image and the power of education and discussion as emancipatory tools. The importance of the body, of emotivity, of contemporary popular culture, as well as the ways of rethinking ourselves in times of crisis, and the relevance of queer, feminist, anti-colonialist thought are just some of the themes we investigate. The Guerrilla Girls have been saying it loud since the 80s, with their posters, stickers, and actions. Racial inequality and gender inequality are a constant scandal in the world of art and culture. Do women have to be naked to get into the Met Museum? They ask, via one of their most emblematic posters. The answer: less than 5% of the artists in the modern art sections are women, but 85% of the nudes are female. A museum acts as the radar of its time. And as artist Maria Rido would say, art may not change the world, but it changes the people who can change the world. In times of uncertainty, Farhan Barenblit declared in April 2020 when he was the director of the museum, it's essential to defend what we've built in common. There are urgencies. Solidarity must now be expressed through care. But what's urgent should not make us forget what's important. We must turn agony into dissent, the space of grief into a political place.